Good afternoon. The regional news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. First, the headlines. Some young women in the Southwest region are seemingly lacking in cooking skills, especially when it comes to preparing their traditional meals. Some people say it is because they prefer fast food and Western meal. The promotion of Pacific cohabitation within the chiefdom of Marwa has been brought to the limelight with the designation of notables of other regions, including the female folk in the Lamidas. Do you have an eye on your offspring during this holiday period? Some parents in the Northwest region are introducing their children to life skills and other activities which will go a long way to empower them during this holiday and keep them from societal ills. Those are our lead stories. The regional news in greater detail in a moment. It has been observed that some young women in the Southwest region are gradually abandoning the act of cooking their traditional meal in preference to fast food and other Western meal. As the older generation is fast fading away, there is need for a relay of the culture and tradition of the Southwest region, especially when it comes to traditional dishes. Enanga Mignoli completes the story from Buya.
An important aspect of every culture is their traditional dish, just like the Bakuri people in the Southwest region, who have various traditional delicacies like Ngunya Wembe, otherwise known as black soup eaten with pounded cocoyams, Kwakoko Bible, Kwakoko and Benga soup, also called Timba Nambusa, an outstanding dish in the Bakuri land. There is a myth that when you eat Timba Nambusa, you always come back for more. Mrs. Frida Elale is a native of Likoko Membia.
It was just the deliciousness in the meal that made people to have some belief in it, that when we eat, it's something like it attracts a man or a family member or an in-law to come and eat and eat and eat again. In the Kwakoko Timambusa, we prepare mbanga. Inside that mbanga, you should put good fish like kuta, or if you want to put mokanjo, that stock fish. Then you spice your food with onion, janga, you can put country onion, bebe, jowe.
The dish, which has stood the test of time, is said to have helped women gain marriages and keep a home.
The mbanga soup and the kwakoko, you turn it in a bowl. You sese, bakurumansi sese, inside the bowl. And you have the nice flavor, which is so delicious. When you do that to your husband, the man will keep admiring, my wife know how to cook delicious meal. We not even want to step outside there. Do you know a man is food, though? What is the in-law? Is their stomach now? Give them good food. And they will say, that's the best we have. Oh. And also try to serve them with a wine.
To her husband, Pa Elali, Kwakoko Bible and Timba Nambusa have over the years been considered a great source of strength.
It is prepared in such a way that it hardly gets sour. For hunters, they use this kwakoko, the one which is prepared overnight. When they go to the mountain, that is what they have. I love it because it gives energy. It has all the nutrients necessary for energy.
Mrs. Frida Elali regrets the fact that young Bakuri ladies are gradually abandoning the cooking of these delicacies and calls on them to cook it more often. Enanga Mignoli for the regional news in Buya.
And from the Southwest region, we move over to the far north region where the Lamido of Marwa, His Royal Highness Abdullahi Rima Bakari, has been promoting Pacific cohabitation within his chiefdom through the designation of notables from other regions of the country in his Lamidat, which has also opened up to female notables. Over the weekend, the Southwest community in Marwa paid a courtesy call to the first class traditional ruler and displayed their culture in an atmosphere of togetherness, as Sylvester Temkin tells us from Marwa.
The first-class traditional ruler of Marwa is the custodian of the people's culture and considered as the father of all who live within the vast Lamidat that promotes cultural diversity and Pacific cohabitation. Since the enthronement of His Royal Highness Abdullahi Yerima Bakari, people from all the nooks and crannies of the chiefdom have been paying allegiance through courtesy visits. Among those fostering this vision is the Southwest community in Maruwa, whose visit to the Lamido underscored the spirit of socializing and living together. Moses Ndutu, president of the Southwest community, Maruwa.
It's our place, being together as Cameroonians, to come also and talk to him, let him know that we are also his children in his territory. He is so welcoming, the way he received us, and assuring us that we are at home, away from home. We pray for peace everywhere.
A move which the Lamido of Maruwa, His Royal Highness Abdoulaye Yerima Bakari, during the fruitful exchange, described as the best way to increase intercultural understanding and the promotion of social cohesion as a value of underpinning peace, security, and development. Mouaman Saïd is the Secretary General of the Lamido.
The visit of the Southwest community to the Lamido of Maruwa portrays their desire to live in unity and socialize with others anywhere. It is an important and rich moment as the Lamido assured them that Maruwa is their home and encouraged them to continue living in peace and promote developmental initiatives. This helps to strengthen our unity.
Members of the Southwest community, like Ashu Francis, who displayed their culture, seek to consolidate harmony.
To tell him that we are also here, living with his people in peace and harmony. They are so welcoming. We share common things with them together. I think we don't have any problem with them.
The joyful moment was also marked by exchange of gifts, true to the habit that you don't go to the palace empty-handed and you don't leave empty-handed either. Maruwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
And from Maruwa to the Adamawa region, where life is gradually returning to normalcy in the locality of Ngawi, a three-border locality with the Central African Republic, which has suffered the effects of war. While the population go about their economic activities unperturbed, they are, however, calling on the government to do more by providing some infrastructures and other basic amenities expected to boost sub-regional integration and trade. Amos Enonyake Agbo recounts the daily realities in Ngawi.
Life in Ngawi, some 300 kilometers from Gounderi, capital of the Adamawa region, is gradually gaining steam as the population of the three border locality with the Central African Republic are picking up with their income-generating activities with less of fear of the unknown more than decades after war broke out next door. Orok Benjamin Agbo is the subdivisional officer of Ngawi.
We have three border areas in Ngawi subdivision to the Central African Republic. This area includes Gaigo, Diel, we have Tedli, Alandu. These three border areas are highly protected. Our forces are permanently on the ground, carried out constant checks, surveying the borders to ensure that those who come in and go out are persons who are not coming with any evil intention. The only problem we used to have from time to time is when some of our traders leave Ngawi subdivision on market days of the other side and they are attacked by some isolated rebels. And when these cattle raiders and herdsmen go the other way when they are going to the market or to take up their cows, they are kidnapped.
The Ngawi International Cattle Market wants a reference in the Central African sub-region with traders coming in from Sudan, Chad, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic, the hardest hit, with activities almost shutting down.
Ngawi is having one of the biggest cattle markets, but since the crisis in the Central African Republic started, the market has become a shell of itself. The economic activities, transactions have dropped drastically, and we can also feel the impact in terms of the living standard of the population that has equally dropped.
Apart from the security inputs provided by the government, through permanent forces on the ground surveying all three border localities to ensure that no inch of Cameroon's territorial integrity is compromised, as well as protect persons and their property, basic social amenities such as health facilities, educational institutions and markets have been made available by the government to improve on the well-being of the local population and also those next door who often come over to Ngawi to get quality health care as well as goods of basic necessities. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Ngawi.
You are listening to the regional news, and we continue our ride to next door center region, where there's been a foul cry of the scarcity of domestic gas in the capital city, Yaoundé. Some housewives say they have gone for this without this means of cooking and find it difficult to purchase a bottle of gas. They are, however, switching to alternative means to keep the family together, as you tell us, Irene Mantia Younger.
Inhabitants of the capital city, Yaoundé, have been experiencing a major scarcity in cooking gas. This basic commodity, which is used in most households, restaurants, and other business places, is one whose scarcity has left most consumers to go overboard as they continually go in search of it.
We checked everywhere, but we couldn't get cooking gas. Luckily, here in Sam, it's a major sales point, and even if there is scarcity, at least we can get it here.
This unavailability of cooking gas is also faced by vendors of the said commodity.
When there isn't gas, like a wholesaler, I'd rather become a retailer because we only have the quantity the manufacturers can get us, and we maintain our sales point.
No point of vent.
In a bid to ensure that the available quantity of gas in the market serves the population, these vendors are forced to change their methods of sales.
We can't struggle to have cooking gas and instead give to wholesaler dealers who can either manipulate it in various bottles so as to have a higher quantity. So we avoid giving them in order to avoid any manipulation.
The scarcity of cooking gas, which is not a new phenomenon to the Yaoundé public, is one in which most households and business persons have to condone with. Irene Mante Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
And from the center region to the northwest region, most parents in the northwest region are devising strategies to keep their children busy during this holiday period by introducing them to life skills like farming, arts and crafts, and much more. This in a bid to prevent them from indulging in certain societal ills like drug consumption, prostitution, and what have you. Mary Ann Nantum reports.
This 3 months break for pupils and students from regular school activities comes with a lot of excitement, in which many young people indulge in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Some parents in Bamenda opine that getting their children busy will keep them at bay criminality.
Go to the market, do hairdressing for the girl, the boy to a barbing saloon to keep them busy. Because of the insecurity in town, I'll make sure they live where they are learning their trade by four. Latest.
I have one dressmaker. She does dress very well. She's just around the neighborhood, so you don't even need to take taxi. It's just a walk of about 10 minutes. Then come back. I believe that for my daughter, that's what I will do for her.
Others have opted to engage their children in extracurricular activities like driving.
Like my son, who is writing the GCE this year, he'll be turning 18 soon. So I plan for him to do driving lessons. I'm not growing any younger. So that by the time I'm tired, he can drive his mother and the younger people around.
Meantime, a parental counselor in Bamenda, Sono Josephine, calls on parents to be mindful of their children's ages when exposing them to gadgets during this holiday period.
Let's take their ages into consideration and work with them accordingly and encourage them to do something useful with their hands. Do we have parenting control over their phones? Are we sure that we know what they are doing on those phones?
Child protection experts in Bamenda, however, caution parents to be more vigilant while creating an enabling environment for the holistic upbringing of their children. Maria Lantum for the regional news in Bamenda.
And with that, we call it quits in this edition of